Greetings, salutations, welcome to the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, episode 37, brought to you by Cap'n, powered by the Diocese of Amarillo. My name is Chris Albrecht. I'm Director of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo. I edit the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, and we also take care of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. Well, we have our first three-time guest on the program. Have a feeling it will probably not be his last visit with us either. Reuben Denson, Youth Director at St. Anne's Church in Canyon, will be joining us momentarily. He's got a fantastic summer retreat coming up July 23rd through 26th at Cedar Canyon called Behold, Agnus Dei. He's going to explain it all and convince you to send your kids, or you kids, to join him at Cedar Canyon in late July. We'll also get you up to date with all kinds of diocesan news. But first, if you would please assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray for religious liberty, something we should never take for granted and always look to strengthen in our church, our world, and in our society. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Almighty God, Father of all nations, for freedom you have set us free in Christ Jesus. We praise and bless you for the gift of religious liberty, the foundation of human rights, justice, and the common good. Grant to our leaders the wisdom to protect and promote our liberties. By your grace, may we have the courage to defend them for ourselves and for all those who live in this blessed land. We ask this through the intercession of Mary Immaculate, our patroness, and in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, with whom you live and reign, one God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. My dime's worth of opinions, not necessarily those of the Diocese of Amarillo, the Office of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo, or for Cap'n as well. But folks, I think we can agree on this. We need some rain around here. It is bone dry. In fact, I think the bone is completely dry as well. We need some rain for our farmers and ranchers and for our soil tables. Please pray for much needed rainfall. It is really, really needed right now. Keep in prayer those in need of prayer, the poor, the homeless, the unemployed, the sick, the dying, the lonely, the oppressed, the hungry, the thirsty, the discerning, the broken, the disturbed, the confused, and the incarcerated. Continue to pray for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life. And go to amarillovocations.org and find out more about vocations in our diocese. And make sure you pray for Richard Escalante and Benjamin Sego, our two fantastic seminarians. To our healthcare workers and first responders, thank you. We appreciate each and everything you folks do for us. Do want to remind you, the latest diocesan news, only a couple of clicks away at amarillodiocese.org and westtexascatholic.org. Like us on Facebook. Amarillo Diocese is our handle. We are now less than 100 days away from the 100th anniversary of the Diocese of Amarillo, the big centennial celebration mass coming up on Saturday, August 22nd. We'll talk more about that at the end of the program. Next issue of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, in your mailbox and dated Sunday, June 21st. Deadlines are approaching. In fact, we've got a couple of deadlines for the diocesan calendar, Thursday, June 4th, for 50th wedding anniversary celebrations. That is Thursday, June 11th. Advertising deadline, to back up just a little bit, will be Monday, June 8th at 5 o'clock, and deadlines for photos, stories, ideas, etc., Thursday, June 11th at noon. Do want to remind you, the podcast is at amarillodiocese.org/podcast or stcapn.com. Don't forget to keep up with all this great programmings and our other offerings on our podcasting network. And a reminder that all of our fantastic Cap'n products are now available on Spotify, Amazon Music, and, can he get it right, Apple Podcasts. And the email to send us a message, to make a comment about a program, tell us how we're doing, what we can do better, stcapn@dioama.org. Your next podcast will be dropping on Friday, June the 5th. And hey, folks, we thank you for the privilege of your time. Joining us on the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, brought to you by Cap'n and powered by the Diocese of Amarillo. Yes, I know you've seen him twice. Make it three times now. And the only reason we, you know, hey, he can count. His college degree is coming in handy here, folks.
That's right.
Reuben Denson joining us. He is now the youth director at St. Anne's Church in Canyon. Sorry, Joe Pesci. Don't send me a lawsuit, please. How is it being a youth director of about, what, 4 months now, right?
That's right. Yes, I'm at St. Anne's Catholic Church in Canyon, Texas, and it is It has been quite the transition for me. A really beautiful experience to just be warmly welcomed to the St. Anne's Catholic community, and the youth are on fire, so it's a huge blessing.
And you would think now that school's out, summer's going to slow down.
Not one chance.
No. Why? Because we have Behold Agnus Dei, the 2026 summer retreat that's being put on by your office at St. Anne's Church. It will have a lot of St. Anne's kids there, but we're opening it up to also the people here in the Diocese of Amarillo.
That's right.
And that will be coming up on July 23rd through the 26th at Cedar Canyon, going back to Cedar Canyon again for all the fun.
Going back.
Behold Agnus Dei. Discuss the theme of this summer retreat.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm the youth minister at St. Anne's, but we also have youth and young adult coordinator Madeline Hill currently with us, but who will be continuing her next chapter down in College Station. But together, we wanted to create something that was really set apart. And we figured we would take a pen and paper into the Sacred Adoration Chapel and just allow our Blessed Lord to lead all the charge to take on this task of creating a beautiful experience for our youth that is truly a retreat, an opportunity to escape the noise of the world and to also have a lot of fun in a setting that they're familiar with and in a place where our Lord has done a lot of work already. So her and I both went into the Adoration Chapel and for about an hour invited him to be really the guiding head of all this. And we came up with Behold Agnus Dei, because there I was staring at the Lamb of God, Christ who takes away the sins of the world. And it was just so apparent to me that that needed to be the focus of this retreat, because our youth are craving depth, and depth is found in our Lord, in his holy sacrifice, and in his precious body. And we belong to that as members of the mystical body of Christ. And we want our youth to really contemplate this and to just invite him into their summer, because it's busy and it's fun, but we also want to make him the center of all that we do so that our lives revolve around him and infect others with his love.
I'm saying you're just wowed by all this. So you go to the chapel. How long did it take? You said you were there for an hour.
I wrote things out, and I mean, crossed out tons of ideas, because it just didn't stick out to me. Nothing was quite making sense. You know, I was just writing thoughts out, and then there was a piece about this Behold idea, because again, I was staring face to face with our Lord, and it was in that moment that I realized I am truly just a part of this entire mystical body. I'm just one small member.
So you're in the Adoration Chapel with Madeline Hill, and I take it the only thing that could be heard besides the air conditioning was pen on paper, scratching, writing frantically.
Yeah, that's right.
Go back to that. What were some of the things that you came up with and some of the things that were roundly rejected?
You know, there were many words and phrases and drawings that I put together. I remember being stuck with, you know, adore, blessed, you know, these words were coming to mind, and there just wasn't a piece about it like there was when I beheld Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. And it was in writing that word that I just realized that had to be it. It was really what I believe to be a divine revelation. And I pray that I'm doing the Lord's will. And in this, we're just hoping that the youth would be completely enamored with him, the very person who desires for them to be at peace, to rest in him, to offer sacrifice to him, because he did it first and he did it out of love. And he's ready. He's so ready for our youth to just give over their hearts that are so restless until they rest in him, because it is in retreating that we can truly rest.
Before we talk about the average day of a camp of this particular retreat, how does this retreat differ from other summer gatherings that are being offered right now throughout the Texas Panhandle?
So the experience of camp is so good. It's so fun and electrifying, and it gets community together, which is beautiful. But the experience of a retreat is really set apart, really intentional. the person that I am, I believe that things should be intentional. And I know that this is very important as we, again, enter into the silence. So we're taking that time to really fall in love with the story of our faith. And so a retreat is structured around not just one theme, but many sub-themes that help to bring the faith to life, to help tell the story that Christ has already told and is ready for us to receive. And that is Behold. Behold is broken down at this retreat in four small ways. So we begin with divine love, which is the pinnacle of our faith. And it's broken down further into divine mercy, divine healing, and divine community, because that is really based on the pillars of our faith. We're called to be sent out, but we're also first to fall in love with our Lord, to repent, and to be healed by Him so that we can go out into the world and be soldiers for His kingdom. And that's what we are hoping to bring to a retreat, because we know camp is so much fun and it could be faith and fun, but we want the faith to just allow the fun to take place. It's really faith flowing out of our very being and helping us to have fun. So it's just a reframing of the experience and trying to be intentional with everything that we do, all the messages we convey and all the activities we do out of love for Christ.
And if you can keep kids off their cell phones for 4 days...
An impossible task, Chris, but we're going to do our best.
Nothing is impossible
with God. That's right.
There you go. There you go. Ruben Denson is our guest. He's youth director, youth minister, youth director. What are we calling you?
Youth minister at St. Anne's Church.
I didn't know if we were calling you youth God or something. No, sorry about that. Youth minister at St. Anne's Church in Canyon. Okay. Take us through what will be an average day at Behold On Youth Day, the 2026 summer retreat.
So we've broken down our retreat experience into divine love, divine mercy, divine healing, divine community. So as a youth, you can expect to be a part of an experience that is shaped around sacred scripture. So every single day we'll have a passage that informs the day, that really helps to create a sub-theme for that day. And we're asking for the patronage of special saint friends to intercede for us for each day, so that we can not only fall in love with sacred scripture, but the lives of these wonderful saints that have helped us to experience divine love, divine mercy, divine healing, and divine community. So in that, we also are going to be experiencing the graces of our community. And so we can have a time together each day in sessions to experience a dynamic talk, praise and worship, opportunities for journaling and reflection, and then a small group session. So the kids are going to be absolutely a part of each other's lives for 2.5, 3 full days. And then at every single opportunity to be together, we're also going to take that electrifying love of Christ out into the Cedar Canyon Camp and Retreat Center. And we're going to do all kinds of fun activities, the water activities, the water slide, the outdoor stuff. It's all happening this year as well. So we're really just trying to bring energy to all that we're doing, but energy that flows out of the love Christ gives us, instills in us, sets us on fire with as we're together in session. So,
and you're doing it about 3 weeks before they have to go back to school.
That's
right. About maybe a week, maybe even less than that, before a lot of the kids that play volleyball, run cross country, or play football get back into the swing of things. So this is almost perfect timing, and God's timing is always perfect.
It is.
To get them one last blast before the rigueur du jour of school begins. Cost of the retreat, how much are we talking about here?
We're talking about $350, and it includes everything. It includes those wonderful sessions. It includes all food, all lodging, the great activities that we can expect. Many of our retreatants will be returners to Cedar Canyon Camp and Retreat Center, so they already know. There's the water slide. There's the outdoor field where we'll be doing all kinds of fun activities. There's the rec center. There's everything that you can expect in a camp, but in a retreat environment. And that's what brings Behold Agnus Dei to life. It's what sets it apart. We really want these kids to just be intentional with their time together, to again, retreat away from the noise, get off those phones, have fun, and then be electrified, to be filled with the graces of God as they enter into the next semester, because we know how life goes. It's busy. It's convoluted. It's filled with all kinds of, again, noise. And I'm just going to repeat this, noise, noise, noise. It's our world. But we want to offer something that isn't of the world. Christ is not of the world. And he's calling them into the silence because we know our blessed Lord also retreated when he needed to pray to his Father. And so we're going to do that. We're going to call upon our Father, our Abba, to be our strength, to carry us into this next semester and to do it with fervor.
The one thing I just remembered about cell phones and Cedar Canyon, they don't go well together.
No, they don't.
So unless some kid's got a really powerful iPhone or whatever phone.
Yeah, that's right.
They're pretty well going to be shut out from the modern world, and they probably need to be shut out from the modern world. Yes. When's the deadline to get signed up and get this paid?
The deadline is going to be July 2nd.
That's a Thursday.
That's a Thursday. And so we need everybody to just get on board, surrender, to give the Lord their time. It's a very short time that we're going to be together, but again, an opportunity to retreat, an opportunity to just fall more deeply in love with him and with the community, the mystical body of Christ. And July 2nd is when we'll be expecting each and every young person in the diocese to be a part of this, because it's going to be special.
People want to know more. How do they get a hold of you?
Very simple. You guys, you can reach me personally at stannsofcanyon.org. In the forms, there's going to be a non-parishioner and a parishioner form. You can go into those. My information's all there. My email is ym@stannsofcanyon.org. And again, this is a diocesan experience that we're offering to y'all. So please consider it. Reach out to our office. Call me. Email me. I'm not too hard to find. And again, know that I'm praying for your souls. Please pray for mine as I am preparing myself for this experience, but also our wonderful team of volunteers. They're ready to receive y'all. Pray for their souls. Let's do this thing together, and let's make it absolutely everything that the Lord wants it to be.
Okay, so this is your third time here, and we've seen you grow in some ways in the last year or so doing this. What have you learned about yourself as a youth minister in the last 4 or 5 months since the last time you were here?
I have been humbled. There's a lot of learning and growing to do. Spiritual maturity is something that you think you attain, and then you realize you have lots of learning and growing to do still. So I'm just learning that there's so much to gain from other people with greater wisdom and greater experience. And even the youth teach me so much about what it looks like to be Catholic in our world and how to be a saint. So this has really just been an opportunity to work with amazing people and to serve, to do my best to serve. And then I've realized there's lots to learn, especially about just navigating these interesting times that we live in with the youth, so that not only their souls are protected, but also their bodies, because we love our youth and we want them to be experiencing all the graces of God in a safe and wonderful environment. And that should be the church. The church is home, and Christ is alive in them and for them, so that they could be a part of his mystical body.
Yes, you have a degree from college, but guess what? You never quit learning till your last breath. And I think you've already figured that out a long time ago.
Yes, thanks
Ruben
be to
Denson
God.
Is our guest here on the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, episode 37. Last opportunity is yours to talk about the camp or anything else. If you need to sell it one more time, sell it.
July 23rd through the 26th, you guys, behold Agnus Dei, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. He's calling you to grow with him. He wants to fall in love with you so that you can fall in love with him. And guess what? The first part's already done. He fell in love with you long, long, long ago before you were even conceived. And so it is this time during the wonderful season that is so, so far from ordinary, to be a part of this great experience. Give him your heart and he'll do the rest. God bless you, keep you. Please pray for my soul. I'll pray for yours. And I look forward to seeing you soon at Behold Agnus Dei.
Couple of pieces of diocesan news before we exit stage right. A reminder about the second season of Spiritual Arms, 5 minutes for the battle. If you have not been checking out the wisdom that Joshua Correa is putting forth every Monday morning at 7 o'clock, you are missing the boat, my friends. Kick off your work week right with 5 minutes of faith with Joshua Correa, who's with St. Mary's Cathedral here in Amarillo. You can learn more at stcapn.com. Also, check out The Introverted Apostle with two introverts, Roman Aspill and David Wilson. And don't forget to keep up with this program and our other great offerings on our podcasting network. And every one of our fantastic Cap'n products are now available on Spotify, Amazon Music, and Apple Podcast. The second World Youth Day meeting coming up on Sunday, June 14th, beginning at 1 p.m. here at the Diocesan Pastoral Center, 4512 Northeast 24th Avenue here in Amarillo. Get in touch with Oscar Guzman for all the details. 806-383-2222. 243 extension 118. Jamaica season is underway throughout the Diocese of Amarillo. Check out amarillodiocese.org or westtexascatholic.org for details about many of our parish celebrations. We'll attempt to keep that story freshened up throughout the course of the summer. Totus Tuus is underway. You need to get signed up. Look for the complete list of parishes in the Sunday, May 17th issue of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, or amarillodiocese.org or westtexascatholic.org. Knights of Columbus councils are also busy planning golf tournaments. In fact, we have three of them coming up in the months of July and August. amarillodiocese.org, westtexascatholic.org has all the details. Volunteers needed at BSA Hospital as communion ministers. It's a commitment that doesn't require a lot of time, and they will train you. Elma Fletcher knows all the details if you call her at 806-206-4496. And you know where I'm going, don't you? Save Saturday, August 22nd on your calendar. The Diocese of Amarillo celebrating its centennial that morning with a Mass of Thanksgiving, 10 o'clock, St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington here in Amarillo. This will be the only Mass that morning in the Diocese of Amarillo. Look for more details coming to your favorite media sources in the diocese, whether it be parish bulletins, websites, radio, newspaper, podcast, Facebook, and Flocknote. Hey, folks, that's just about going to do it for us. You have comments, suggestions, ideas? Maybe you'd like to help underwrite the cost of Cap'n. It's not easy paying David Wilson's exorbitant seven-figure salary. I'm kidding on the seven figures, though. Hey, if you're interested in advertising, we'd like to hear from you. STCAPN at DIOAMA.org. And don't forget to fill out the form at STCAPN.com. We do want to hear from you. We want to make this podcast and our network even better. And again, don't forget to keep up with this program and our other offerings on our podcasting network, all available on Spotify, Amazon Music, and Apple Podcast. Ruben Denson, thanks again for dropping by and joining us, and thank you for the privilege of your time. We'll do it again, same bad time, same bad channel. Have yourself a great week. Remember, folks, abortion is not and never will be healthcare. Viva Cristo Rey. You know, former college student, his levels may have changed.
No. That's right. That's right.
He may be Christopher Knight and the Brady Bunch. When it's time to change, it is time to change. Okay.